It is Thursday on Ozarks at Large, and like most Thursdays, I've placed a call to Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, progress, and more for the Fort Smith region. Michael, school is back underway, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So be careful out there. Those school zones, those lower speed limits are there for a reason. I've driven my girls to school now for the first two mornings, and I still see people zipping by those school zones, you know, and that's a good way to start out the year on a bad note.
This week, the Fort Smith Board of Directors, not a surprise, voted 6-1 to endorse the approval of the 1% prepared food tax that residents of Fort Smith will vote on in the fall. 6-1, not a surprise, since the board had, months ago, actually approved the tax before they decided not to approve the tax.
Right. This is it's almost a Senator John Kerry thing. They were for the troops, funding for the troops before they were against it or something like that. But yes, Kyle, I mean, this thing could be coming to an end, believe it or not. November 8th, we'll have election on the 1% prepared food tax to help support overall tourism and convention center operations. And the board is, like you said, encouraged. And this is more of just a show of to the public that, hey, you know, six of your seven board members are for this. We recommend this, and we'll hope you'll vote for it. Now, it's still going to be an uphill climb. We'll post a story later today or this week on the City Wire documenting what this group called Forward Fort Smith, they're organizing to encourage people to vote for it. And then, of course, the restaurant group is organizing to convince people to vote against it. So the next 80, 75 days, I'm not sure how far out, but it's going to spark up. It's quiet right now. It's, you know, it's almost all quiet on the Western Front, so to speak. And but at some point, the shells will start flying.
Well, before you declare it all quiet on the Western Front, we should point out that after this Board of Directors meeting, it's been a hot summer. Politics nationally has been divisive, and locally you've had this 1% tax question. And then after the meeting Tuesday, there was an altercation, depending on who you talk to, of different, you know, levels of intensity. But some anger did appear to spill over after the meeting.
Yes, it's unfortunate. You know, we had a citizen, a guy named Eric Arthur, apparently, again, as you said, depending on who you believe, shoved our Mayor Sanders, who is 68, to the ground. I've talked to several witnesses who tell me that it was definitely Eric Arthur that shoved him, papers went flying, that type of thing. And one of the things I want to stress, and not that I'm being an apologist or a rah-rah supporter of the community, but I just want your listeners to know that Mr. Arthur is not indicative of the people in Fort Smith. I would say he's a one-off. He has been on rants, on these tears, and he's definitely not, as I said, indicative of the type of people we have in Fort Smith. That being said, it's still a bad deal. The city board, I don't know how they're going to handle it. I don't know if Mayor Sanders is going to follow up, how he'll follow up, if they'll ban him from the board meetings. Who knows where this is going to go? But, you know, you just don't touch an elected official at any level. I mean, that's just a big no-no, and it's an unfortunate it came to this point.
The Federal Reserve released some information this week that shows that, well, the economy isn't worse, but, well, it's not better.
Right, and Jeff Collins and Thomas there in Northwest Arkansas, and he's our economist on for the City Wire, the Compass Report as well. He noted that when flat is good, you know it's been bad, and that's essentially what the Fed reported. That, you know, in terms of consumer health, consumer debt, household debt, access to credit, the second quarter of this year, things were essentially the same as the first quarter of this year. But the good news there is that the first quarter of this year saw improvements in that area. Overall debt continues to decline. Access to credit improves. The number of Bankruptcies are down. The number of foreclosures are down. So those are all good signs, but they're very small percentage point gains. And so we have to balance that, Kyle, against, you know, what we're seeing on jobless numbers, which are not good. So as we've said before many, many times, it's with the economy, you're almost one step forward, one step back. We just can't seem to get unstuck. Again, Collins, he had a classic line, you know, when flat is good, you know it's been bad.
You know, and not buried necessarily, but in the middle of that Federal Reserve report was the fact that credit inquiries over the last 6 months have bumped up slightly, and that can be taken as at least a somewhat positive note. More people are inquiring about perhaps spending money.
Right. And, you know, and I talked to, I'm not sure it was Collins, because I talked to a few other folks about that. And you're right. In fact, it's twofold to some extent. That could also mean that the credit card companies or banks or financial institutions are also reaching out to consumers. And then as consumers reach back, it's all counted as an inquiry. So it may be good on two points, that the credit, that financial institutions are trying to get people back in the game. They're more comfortable lending, and that consumers are more comfortable maybe, you know, getting another credit card or boosting their borrowing limit. So, yes, to your point, hopefully that's good on those two points.
And the first 6 months of 2011 saw a bit of an uptick when it comes to travel and tourism numbers in the Fort Smith region.
Yes, not everything stinks in terms of the economy in the region. So for the first 6 months, you're right. According to hospitality tax collections, the leisure and hospitality industry was up 2.95% in Van Buren for the first 6 months and 2.6% in Fort Smith for the first 6 months. Now, Fort Smith just measures hotel tax collections. In Van Buren, you have a 1% on restaurants and 1% on hotels. So there's a little bit of difference in what you're measuring. But overall, it's a good sign. And even in planements at the Fort Smith Airport, they're down a little bit for the first 7 months of the year, but not by much. So we try to take positive news wherever we can get it at this point, Kyle.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the first week of school and driving your charges to their respective schools, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Good talking to you.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, and much more at thecitywire.com. Thanks.
All right.